A Bloomington City Council member wants to reject Connect Transit's budget in hopes of saving the Olive Route and avoiding fare increases.
If we don't do that now, if those changes go into effect, it's going to be much harder to backtrack on those changes.
That's Jeff Crable. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Tuesday, June 11th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the latest development in the long-running dispute over changes at Connect Transit. GLT's Mary Cullen has the story.
Bloomington City Councilmember Jeff Crabill says he wants to reject Connect Transit's budget in hopes of saving the Olive Route and avoiding fare increases. Crabill wants to discuss rejecting the $13.7 million budget at the council's June 17th Committee of the Whole meeting. If there's enough support from other council members, he says the issue could be put to a vote on June 24th. If the budget is rejected, Connect Transit would not have a budget for fiscal year 2020, which begins July 1st. Crabill says it would be required to work with the Town of Normal and City of Bloomington on a new one.
There could be other funding sources, including funding from the city and town, that would negate the reason for the fare change and the reducing of the Olive Route.
Crabill says he'd like the Bloomington City Council to consider increasing the city's annual contribution to Connect Transit. That's currently around $610,000 for operations, plus another $600,000 for capital costs.
If we don't do that now, if those changes go into effect, and we were able to get additional funding, it's going to be much harder to backtrack on those changes. It's going to be much harder to implement the Olive Route again after it's been out of existence or to decrease fares.
Crabill says he doesn't want to micromanage the day-to-day operations of Connect Transit, but the Olive and fare issues are major changes that fall under the city's oversight role.
I don't consider it micromanaging at all. I consider it the city doing its due diligence of fiduciary oversight.
At least one Normal Town Council member, Karen Smith, has floated the idea of rejecting Connect Transit's budget. Connect Transit General Manager Isaac Thorne says the move could add to the financial pressures that prompted the controversial changes in the first place. He says the lack of a budget could delay their application for an important state funding source called the Downstate Operating Assistance Program. They'd use reserves as a stopgap, but he says continuing delays would lead Connect Transit to suspend capital improvements like the Better Bus Stop campaign. He says they'd use reserves to provide service for as long as possible, but that would eventually run out. For The Leadoff, I'm Mary Cullen.
As a reminder, GLT's program director Mike McCurdy is chair of the Connect Transit Board. Here are some other stories we're following in the GLT newsroom. Bloomington City Councilmember Jen Carrillo will meet privately with a group of downtown business owners today to discuss comments she made online about an incoming business. ISU freshman enrollment is on pace for a nearly 8% increase from last year. For the first time in at least 8 years, ISU is having to use waiting lists and enforce that May 1st priority enrollment deadline. And the Bloomington Normal chapter of Black Lives Matter is teaming up with the McLean County Democrats for a Father's Day bailout fundraising event this weekend. Those stories and more at WGLT.org. GLT's news magazine, Sound Ideas, comes your way later today at noon and 6 p.m. While Illinois residents await the legalization of marijuana, police departments are thinking about a different bud, man's best friend. In this Sound Ideas preview, GLT's Mary Cullen speaks with Normal Police Chief Rick Bleichner and K-9 Officer Shane Buchman about what legalized pot means for police dogs.
Whether it's marijuana or any other type of drug, that particular scent is imprinted in the dog throughout their training. And so what happens is the dog, when we utilize it in the course of field work, the dog is indicating on the scent that marijuana, cocaine, whatever that particular scent is present. And so that is then been deemed by the courts to be probable cause for a search of the individual, the vehicle, or whatever location. And so that's typically from the 30,000-foot level how that is done. Shane may have some additional specifics on that. And that's typically how we have utilized that when we have some suspicion that there are narcotics presence and the dog is available. We'll utilize that to help develop probable cause to then further the search or the investigation.
What other drugs and substances are dogs trained to sniff out?
Our canines here with the Norwalk Police Department are all full-service narcotics detection dogs, which means that they're trained to alert to the scents of crack, cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, cannabis, any packaging material, anything like that that has any type of drug residue or drug odor on it, the dogs will alert to.
So with the Illinois legislature's passage and Governor J.B. Pritzker's promise to sign legalized cannabis into law effective January 1st of 2020, how will the role of police dogs change, if any?
So it's basically a slippery slope for us right now. However, the states that have decriminalized marijuana or cannabis, they still do use cannabis-trained or cannabis-imprinted dogs in the field, such as the chief alluded to, as far as gaining that probable cause to go ahead and search a vehicle or et cetera. So as of now, I don't believe personally that it's going to affect us at all as far as our dogs go here.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mary Cullen speaking with Chief Rick Bleichner and Shane Bachman with the Normal Police Department. So Shane, you were just talking about how there's not going to be that much change for the police department's use of police dogs. Would there be any new training or updated training for potentially dogs coming into the force?
Yes, I believe that the dogs that are going to come into the force, they probably will keep that odor that of cannabis eliminated from their initial imprintation process, because it's much easier to add the odor later on than to try to extinct it from the dog. So my personal opinion is that the dogs that are going to be brought into service, say, within the next year or so, will not be imprinted on cannabis.
And I would just certainly add to that, I agree with Shane, and we talked about it before, because having not gone through the full almost 700 pages of the bill, a lot of the other states, there are locations where certain cannabis is still prohibited. So, you know, if you are under a certain age, or if you're in a public place, or you're in somewhere where it's prohibited, then it's still illegal to have it. And so it would be perfectly lawful in those situations to utilize the dog. Also, as Shane mentioned previously, our dogs are multi-purpose, and so they certainly narcotics detection is part of it, but also, you know, they're utilized for demonstrations to show individuals and groups as far as what the capabilities of the canine team are, and then also they can be used for individual tracking, they can be used for article searches and stuff like and building searches, so it's not just one single focus that they're utilized for.
That's GLT's Mary Cullen speaking with Normal Police Chief Rick Bleichner and Canine Officer Shane Buchman. Hear more of this story today at noon and 6 p.m. on Sound Ideas. Before we let you go, busy day for public meetings. The Bloomington Liquor Commission meets today at 4 p.m. On the agenda is an off-premises delivery ordinance. The Bloomington Normal Airport Authority meets at 4:30 this afternoon at CIRA. And the McLean County Board's Executive Committee meets at 4:30 as well. On the agenda there is a new name for the McLean County Nursing Home, Prairie Point. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.